I think the key responsibility actually is the owners. Now, some of them haven't necessarily got the money to do up their properties, but that's why I think they should look at working with governments. We had the Infrastructure Investment Scheme to look at brownfield site developments, and I know that several companies in Ramsey applied for that but were unsuccessful in the first round. That's fine. We've got more time to look at that. But actually, we've got some relatively wealthy landlords up in Ramsey who I think could do more to their properties to bring them back into active use. And that's why, from a Treasury perspective, after a Tim Wald motion, we are looking at how we could use the rate system or actually a land tax system to actually work as a carrot and stick approach to bring some of these back into use. But also we've got to deal with some of the stumbling blocks, particularly around planning. And this administration, we keep on saying we need to get rid of some of the blocks in terms of some of the planning restrictions that apply. Parts of Ramsey are, you know, protected in terms of the heritage sites, in terms of the buildings there. So it is sometimes difficult to put up new buildings in certain areas. But there are some sites that have been, you know, left vacant for years that people have wanted to put money in and have been registered. So particularly the Old Britannia pub, for instance, I know people who wanted to do that up. There's been lots of different schemes, but it hasn't come to fruition yet. I think more could be done in terms of looking at the planning, looking at the incentives, but also looking at the disincentives to get people to actually, you know, put their money where their mouth is and invest in some of these areas in Ramsey.